Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Solo episode of Trending Topics with Phoebe. As you can see, I'm in my home studio. And I wanted to do a special kind of episode, kind of rounding up a little bit of information of what's going on, what has been going on. Nothing really to report on announcing any guests at this point. But before I get into that, thank you for tuning into this episode. If you're a longtime listener, if you're a first-time caller, welcome aboard. Feel free to go back to all the 175 past episodes and check them out, some being solo, some with a lot of guests, some with returning guests. I hope you check out the podcast, previous episodes that have been around. Fun fact, if you're new around here, this podcast has been going for like 14 years, give or take. It started in various forms. Actually, it started as a video show back in the day, just solely on YouTube. And then it morphed into just audio for a while. And now we're back to both video and audio based on the technology that has been invented since that I started podcasting, which has been a lot of evolution of software and companies and mergers and just the medium growing. When I started, people were a little apprehensive of what a podcast was, how a podcast was valuable. But then when a lot of celebrities and dignitaries and comedians started doing podcasts over the years, everybody now has a podcast or has at least tried podcasting. Whether they've continued podcasting, it's a whole nother topic for discussion. But to segue, I wanted to record this episode to talk about why the consistency of releasing new episodes has been stagnant. For the lack of, I'm just going to get into it. So as I mentioned, podcasting over the years, when I started this podcast, I really didn't have like a barometer or really forethought as to how podcasting would grow. I don't think anybody did. And just like any other industry or medium, the amount of initial investment, whether it be monetarily, time, research that goes into being a one-stop shop, which I am, I'm a host, I'm a producer, I do the marketing, I've been doing this on my own for about almost 15 years. As it is one of the projects under my company, BB Media Industries, that began kind of as a hobby to further use my skills that I acquired as I was figuring out what I wanted to do with my communication degree from college. I studied communication, but with a media emphasis, because fun fact, when I was in college, I had tried to go into sports media or media in work in mainstream media. I had done two internships with affiliates near my college a couple summers. And during those experiences and learning a lot about the industry, I found out real quickly that it was not going to be the cutthroat industry that I wanted to pursue. And then when I graduated college, it was the recession that began in 2008. So yeah, this is about 15 years ago, which is kind of, now you see why I've been podcasting for that long. I just started these projects as a way to use skills and passion for guests that you've seen over the years, whether it be music, entrepreneurs, you name it, who I've had on the podcast, because I needed an outlet, a creative outlet. I thought it, I'm a podcast fan just as much as I am a podcaster, if you would say. And so I have found that I've learned a lot from conversations, hence why, you know, I have a degree in a social and behavior science called communication. I love talking to people. I love learning from conversations. I love doing research and having these discussions. And so I love the medium, but I will say that over the years, because I also got into working in corporate marketing and advertising, as opposed to working within media directly after my experience of not liking the media, I have found myself growing this company, BB Media Industries, for which I registered it many years ago, unregistered it, and recently in the last couple years, after some rebranding of logos and kind of getting my act together of what I wanted to provide clients moving forward as services and as help, I have found myself still here with the ability to podcast. And recently, I found a team, a podcasting studio that I would like to team up with for in-person episodes, if possible. But as I mentioned 5 minutes ago, podcasting has turned into an arduous task to be able to stand out amongst the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of other podcasts. The constant barrage of social media and content needed in this day and age, the year of 2025, has over the years burnt me out. Because I need to be able to, in order to produce more episodes and get more guests, I have to invest more financial and mental and time equity into producing what I think is quality episodes. And over the years, I have found myself not being as motivated to just get as many episodes out, as they say, a consistency, to try to build the numbers that advertisers or podcast networks or potential clients would find valuable. I am not in the type of person to dumb down the quality of the content I'm producing in order to maybe increase viewership or listenership to a degree that is inauthentic to who I am. And if you go back and listen to a lot of episodes in the past, you will notice that the very early episodes and very first guests, and when I started with the intentions of this podcast, a lot of technology that we have today didn't exist then. So the quality of the episodes might sound lackluster because all we had was Google Voice or phones or outdated recorders to record the podcast. And unlike a lot of other celebrity or well-known or high-investing entrepreneurs that were able to start podcasts, I didn't have a lot of money in the beginning to invest in a lot of equipment or software to produce the quality. So I've had to do it and upgrade the quality of content as opposed to what I was able to do while maintaining a corporate career in marketing and advertising for the last 15 to 20 years. So I'm not saying all this to be like, woe is me. What I'm saying is that if you are a longtime listener of this podcast or you're a first-time listener, please keep in mind that not all podcasts have the same resources and support behind them as others. And if you listen to a lot of my episodes and the guests that I have on these podcasts, you will realize I'm a very, very niche podcaster, this might be trending topics with BB where any topic would fly. And I try to make and have diverse guests over the years. But the through line has been electronic dance music. It's been other musicians. It's been artists in some shape or form. Because I am a musician, I am also, that's a passion of mine, to help independent artists, electronic dance music artists. That is what I do through BB Media Industries. And so this podcast is a public relations tool moving forward for any potential client that falls under the umbrella of electronic dance music, of independent musician, and the small business division. So if you are a restaurateur, a startup about to launch, and so forth, you can go to bbmediaindustries.com and look at, you know, what my services and advertising services cater to. But to continue this podcast, there's production costs. So I have provided a lot of free content over the years. I didn't start on a Patreon. I have a fourth wall, which is like a Patreon alternative where you can find the merchandise for the company if you want to support that way. But the whole bandwagon of subscriptions, because our entire life now as a human being is a subscription. And I didn't want to go down that route of being like, I have it. And I tried Patreon at a time, but I just found myself spinning my wheels when I have provided a lot of free content for anybody that is listening out there or watching this episode. And so that to say, 11 minutes of me ranting and explaining things and kind of giving you a little bit of update in order to move forward, to be a guest or to move forward with future episodes, there will be a fee to be on this podcast. It has to, because the cost of production has gone up in 14 years. And I can no longer provide so much free content because it's a lot of work that goes into creating these episodes and getting it marketed out there. Because like I said, I'm a one-stop shop. I do it all on myself. And I know on previous episodes, I've talked about this. I've been burning out in various forms in both career and life for a long time now. And I'm still passionate about keeping my business open, about helping clients and helping artists. And there are potential options for the future. For instance, in recent months, I had considered and signed a book publishing deal with a publisher, but it became an arduous process, and with the way the economy is going, with how content is consumed, I have decided to put that on hold and canceled the publishing deal. Not to say that I won't write. I have a couple books in mind to get published by the time I die, but that is not going to be my priority as a marketing tool for this business moving forward, because let's face it, everybody's attention spans are to the point where reading a book, people don't sit down to read anymore, which is a shame. I wish I had the time to just sit down and read and educate myself more, but I don't. And it was inauthentic, and with other stuff that has been personally happening in my life and the kind of deadlines that I'm on just as a human being to survive, I've had to, I hate this word, pivot, but unless it's used in the context of the Friends episode, pivot is not one of my favorite words. But that's to say, I just wanted to give a little update. And if you want to support me, please, you can email the podcast or go on the website. There's a link tree. If you go to linktree.com/TTwithBB, you can find all the links, or trendingtopicswithbbpodcast.com to get in touch with me to become a future guest. I would love to have you as a guest, but just keep in mind there's a fee moving forward. If you want to be, if you're a musician, artist who also wants additional promotion, you can reach out to me on the Love of Music Project. That is my other content and public relations website where I do all kinds of things such as artist, track, album, EP reviews to promote any new music you have. That is also a fee, but it helps as well. That's another project under the BB Media Industries umbrella. So, without sounding long-winded, I wanted to get on here and make a little short episode about kind of where I am with this podcast, how I hope it continues. But for those that have reached out to be a guest, just keep in mind, there is a fee moving forward because production costs have skyrocketed. And if you're in the Phoenix area where I currently reside, perhaps we can do a in-person, well-produced at my studio that I have. Otherwise, it would be a little bit, there's other options as I've built my home studio, but I want to keep producing quality episodes and insightful episodes and be able to invest more money into people hearing this podcast. If other avenues such as the shop, a lot of people maybe not aware of the shop. If you go to bbmediaindustries.com and click on the shop, you'll find the merch. Or you can become a member there for as little as $3 a month. Like I said, I don't really want to rely on memberships, but the reason why everybody doesn't is because it helps keep things moving along. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. If you want to be a future guest, again, reach out to me. And hopefully there'll be a new episode shortly with a new guest or maybe a returning guest. And again, if you are listening to this episode, please, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another platform that has ratings and comments, leave a favorable one, because the more ratings that are suggested, it helps the algorithms within these platforms suggest the podcast, and it helps me out. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. Be safe out there. And see you on the next one.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.